I mean, obviously, the situation could have been way worse than that. I could have hurt somebody or killed somebody. So, I mean, I'm truly blessed that nothing happened to nobody. I came off no harm, no damage, no scratches or nothing. And the passenger, same way. So, I mean, I feel really blessed. I think that's one of the things that's out, open your eyes and say you got to count your blessings and you understand that.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
Fell asleep at the light. I was at the light, sitting there waiting, and ended up dozing off. It was late at night, so that day I had a busy day, and one of those days that, you know, I probably should have just stayed in after that.
Where were you coming from?
Excuse me?
Where were you coming from?
I was coming from off South Side. Okay. So
I mean, like, you guys out?
We had went out before, but I was just had left out, came, was coming back from seeing if the place was open, and it wasn't open, so it was like, all right, we'll come back home.
The police report's a little weird. It seems like they couldn't wake you up at first, and then you weren't sure where you were. I mean, can you explain what happened there?
I mean, you read what you read. I mean, I don't want to go against it. I don't want to say nothing against nobody. I talked to the police already, so it's something that I don't really too much care about talking about. You know?
What damage did your car have? A lot or no?
Not really, not too much damage at all. So.
Have you watched the video?
Yeah. It's kind of like, man, you know, it's kind of open your eyes and say you were truly blessed, you know. So I count my blessings all the time, you know, and I pray to him. And I'm thankful that he, you know, kept me here.
Gus said you talked to him after it happened.
Yeah.
What was that type of conversation like?
It's one of those situations where I told him, like, man, I'm truly blessed, you know, this happened to me, and I told him what was going on, what happened, and he just said, you know, D-Rob, you got to make sure you get your rest and take care of yourself. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, Gus understood, and, you know, I told them, let them know what was going on, so.
Is it nice that Gus and Dave also supported you, you know, believed you and supported you all throughout this whole thing?
Definitely. I mean, of course, you want to have your GM behind you and your head coach behind you. I mean, they know what kind of guy I am. They know my character, and people that surround me know me. So,
how did you feel like the police treated you? Were they fair to you?
I mean, yeah, but they did their job. They had to do their job first. They had to do their job. They had to do the right stuff and ask me questions and doing all that different stuff. So, I mean, at first it was like, whoa. But, you know, at the same time, I had to get myself together and have to tell them what was going on, what happened and stuff like that. So.